Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And as he stood by them under the tree while they ate, they said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshy body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue secretly established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by every gospel that you have heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I have become its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
I speak these words to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Martha said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? I'm out here in the kitchen sweating and cooking, and she's in the dining room taking it easy, just sitting and listening. Tell her to get up and get busy." Well, that's my rather loose translation, but you get the idea. Now, how many of you identify with Martha? I suspect many of you do. Let me confess something to you this morning. You can put on your purple stoles if you want. When I was a young priest, I had a woman come up to me at some diocesan gathering and say that she had known me when I was a deacon at Calvary Church, Memphis. And she said that she had always wanted to talk with me, but I always seemed so busy that she didn't want to bother me. I realized then and there that my busyness was a defense. I didn't want to stop and talk to people. I wanted them to think I was busy. My busyness was my defense from getting close to people. My busyness was my defense from getting close to people. Okay, that's my confession. Over 40 years ago now, but I still remember it vividly. Reminds me of the saying, "Jesus is coming back. Look busy." So what is this story of the two sisters really about? It's about hospitality, yes, but hospitality with a twist. We hear echoes from the Genesis passage, which was read to us. Abraham extends welcome and hospitality to the three strangers who turn out to be angels. We remember just how important hospitality was and is in Middle Eastern cultures. And here Luke tells us of Jesus entering the house of the two sisters and his extended hospitality. Martha tends to the duties of a hospitable hostess. And she complains when her sister neglects the duties of hospitality. And Jesus responds that Mary has chosen the better activity, that of listening to him. You see, the problem with Martha is not that she is busy serving and providing hospitality. Jesus often commends that kind of service. The problem with Martha is not her serving, but rather that she is worried and distracted. She is worried, she is distracted. Martha's busyness leaves no room for the most important aspect of hospitality, gracious attention to the guest. Martha's worry and distraction prevents her from being truly present with Jesus. I think the church is full of Marthas, male and female. We want to serve others. We are taught to serve others, to help meet the needs of others. We are taught to look for our neighbors and to love them. And that love means serving them. And in serving others, we serve the Lord. And yet, if all of our activities leave us with no time to be still in the Lord's presence and hear God's word, we are likely to end up anxious and troubled. We just might end up with the kind of service that is devoid of love, and maybe even resentful of others. Now, here's the twist in the story. I think one of the lessons that Jesus is teaching us is that there is no greater hospitality than listening to your guest. The great theologian Paul Tillich said, the first duty of love is to listen. The first duty of love is to listen. Stop and think. Do you listen? Really, really listen to those you love. When Jesus told Martha that Mary had chosen the better way of being a disciple, I think he was trying to help Martha see that her busyness, her work, could become a block to relationships at a deeper level. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened and learned. She learned that people are more important than things. She listened and learned that the priority for a follower of Jesus is personal relationships. The criticism that Jesus leveled most often against the Pharisees was their keeping of the law had become a barrier to a relationship of justice and mercy with other people. So, where does that leave us this morning? We are both Martha and Mary. We are both doers and beers, if that's a word. Both active and reflective or contemplative. Usually one more than the other. That's the way we're built. Well, let me recommend to you that you practice with the side of you that is weaker. If you are normally an active doer, practice being quiet and reflective. Likewise, if you are normally one who finds prayer and meditation your strong suit, practice doing something for others. There's a time and place for both Martha and Mary. But Jesus says, start with your Mary. It's no accident that we are called to the practice of religion. The practice of religion. It takes practice to be a Christian. It means being deliberate. It means cultivating the weaker side of you so that you are a more balanced disciple. Both listening and doing, receiving God's word and serving others are vital to the Christian life, just as inhaling and exhaling are to breathing. And yet, how often do we forget to breathe in deeply? To truly serve God, we must be nourished by God's word. We don't know how this got worked out, this tension between Martha and Mary. Did Martha ever get the chance to sit with her sister and listen to Jesus? We don't know. We do know this. Jesus invites all of us who are worried and distracted by many things to sit and rest in his presence, to hear his words of grace and truth, and to know that we are loved and valued. And in that knowledge, be renewed and strengthened for service. Amen.
Let us stand and together proclaim our faith with the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 11 in our pamphlet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Martha Clark Cummings, Polly Sisson, Ricky Guthrie, and Betsy Carpenter. We also give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary, especially Jeannie and Wayne Cox. We pray for Brother Bo Armstrong, who makes his life profession this week. Bless all those whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list: Margaret,
Jean,
Steve,
Nicole,
J.R.,
Blair,
Michelle,
Joan,
Kevin,
Paul,
Marie,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Martha,
Renee,
Russell,
Jane,
Brent,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Wendell,
Karen,
Jeff,
Regina,
Irene,
Larry,
June,
Michael,
Joe,
Margaret,
Laura,
Pat,
Baylor,
Dwayne,
Shay,
Randall,
Margaret,
Dawn,
Ed,
Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Pat, Sandra, Marcy, Eddie, Eric. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. We remember before you those killed in the terrorist attack in France this week, and the 5 servicemen killed here last year. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people, and what we have asked faithfully, grant that we may obtain effectually to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may abide in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
Good morning. A few announcements. As you heard in our prayers, we prayed for Brother Bo Armstrong, who will be making his life profession with the Order of St. Gregory's this Saturday. So please remember Bo as he takes that important step in his life. I would remind you that we ask you to be in touch with your vestry on a regular basis, and if you're not sure who your vestry might be, we always include a list, so we ask you to be in touch with them. Or if you prefer, you can put something in the suggestion box, which is out here, which I always enjoy reading those. are there any other announcements? I think we have a choir master and choir who are going to help us learn something. Love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood he reconciled us. By his wounds we are healed.
And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. So, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread.
Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation.
Amen.
And now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, remember that life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen. Amen.